You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
And a very warm welcome along to the Daily Racing Podcast, brought to you by William Hill. Good to have you with us on Wednesday's edition of the podcast. We're going to head to a couple of races on a good card at Exeter on Wednesday. Plenty of racing to come. You can join us all for the action on Wednesday afternoon here on William Hill's Racing Radio. Sam Norris in the chair on this edition, and Andy Gibson is the man joining me in the studio. Andy, how are you?
I'm very good. How are you doing?
Good. Yeah, not too bad at all. We'll take a little look back on some of Monday's star performers before we move on to Wednesday. And the presiding feeling over Monday's action, Andy, was that it was quite good for a Monday. We very often have low-key Mondays through the year, but I imagine you made more notes yesterday than you would do on an average Monday, perhaps.
Yeah, certainly. And the Kempton card was excellent. And there was two or three races at Carlisle that were really worth a good look. It was a really good day, and it was an enjoyable day, wasn't it? I mean, it was just thoroughly good racing for more. And, you know, it just tapered off at the end, but you won't complain about that on a Monday.
Yeah, there were plenty of interesting candidates. We'll start our look back at Kempton and start with Nicky Henderson, who had a treble on the day, striking with Epatant and Coupertin in the first couple of races. Then reigning supreme, won a three-runner beginner's chase. He was just denied a four-timer by Tidal Flow, who we'll get to in a moment. But starting with Nicky Henderson, it was his stable tour yesterday in the Racing Post, and the sort of paragraph introduction suggested that it could be one of the best strings he's ever had, Nicky Henderson, which is a frightening thought. And three nice horses yesterday.
Yeah, and I think the first thing I would say is we shouldn't take too much notice of something like that. I mean, that's just, you know, at the end of the day, in those sorts of trainer pullouts, you've got to say something.
Yes.
And they've got to highlight something. And all that actually does, in a very tiny way, is ensure that a lot of the hot pots will be that little bit shorter than they otherwise would have been. So I quite like it when all that happens and all that hype happens, because it just along the line, it will give you opportunities to oppose one or two of them when they perhaps are running in circumstances that are not their optimum conditions.
Okay. And what did you make of the trio that won yesterday?
Very different thoughts on each of them. First of all, Epatant. I see she's been backed for the Mayor's Novice Hurdle at Cheltenham. I think she's a single figure price for that. And on the one hand, you can understand that in that she was very impressive. But, you know, on the other hand, we're talking about it's not the fact that it was just the 12th of November yesterday. It's the fact that it's the 12th of November on the back of a very dry summer. So you've got an awful lot of strings that are behind that are just coming through. A lot of horses will improve significantly for their first runs because they won't have been schooled on the grass yet. And so I think we need to be careful. We also need to be careful because the second and third favourite in that race, for different reasons, both flopped badly. So she was followed home by a 14-1 shot, a 25-1 shot, a 25-1 shot, and a 100-1 shot. Mm. So in terms of the form, I think we need to be careful. In terms of how did it look? Well, she was really pleasing to the eye. She hasn't been trained on the grass yet. She's only been schooled on the all-weather, so she is likely to improve significantly. Ken Peterson thought the same, interestingly enough, and then I think that was supported with his conversation with Nicky Henderson afterwards. So, yeah, she's very exciting, but let's not get too carried away. We're early in the season and an awful lot can happen.
And on Coupertin and reigning supreme?
Coupertin, a beautiful performance. That was probably my favourite performance of the Henderson horses. She's a really exciting mare. She was rated 122. She won very easily. She'll go up to maybe 131, 132. I would be very confident that that a handicap mark is not going to be the variable that stops her next time out. Let's see on the ground and conditions or whatever. But she's the handicapper can't put her up enough on what she did yesterday. So I think she's really a horse to keep on side for next time.
And obviously reigning supreme only had the two rivals to beat. One of those took a fall as well. Ended up pulling nine lengths clear of the Emma Lavelle horse. But I suppose perhaps of the trio yesterday, that one maybe the least interesting given the kind of race that it was.
Well, it depends how you look at it. I know what you're alluding to, and I do concur with that. But in some ways, might turn out to be the most interesting if he trades very short next time out.
Yeah, okay. In terms of taking him on.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Because, you know, he looked hard work. Barry Geraghty had to work really hard to get him over his fences. Now, if ever a horse needed a two or three runner race, it was him. He was really struggling. Sure. They found a really lovely race for him. Ennis Coffey Oscar, I'd be fairly sure that the object of yesterday's exercise was to get him round, error-free within reason. Mm-hmm. He jumped violently out to the right last time out at Chepstow, and I think he just needed a run where he could actually get round and be comfortable. I thought that the third favourite, the outsider Seaston Spirit, was probably in the process of giving Reigning Supreme a really good race, and that one's rated, I think, something like £20 below him. So in terms of a performance, it doesn't mean an awful lot. It certainly doesn't rank very high, and Reigning Supreme at the moment, on what he's achieved, is higher in the ratings than he should be.
Okay. And as we said right at the start of this, Nicky Henderson denied a four-timer on the day by Tidal Flow in the 150 race, who won the novices hurdle for Philip Hobbs and Richard Johnson. It was a very quiet year for Philip Hobbs last year. The string appeared to be much better, Nick, this year. They're going well. And this Tidal Flow looked green as grass on occasions, Andy, but has defied that to pull two lengths clear of what's probably a fair rival in Before Midnight.
Probably. I mean, Before Midnight won't be a top-class rival.
No.
But what Before Midnight was a race-fit rival.
Yep.
And Tidal Flow, much bigger, stronger horse, all over the place coming up the home straight. You could see by Richard Johnson's body language, he was looking after him, trying to just give him one go at going past the leader. He didn't want to get into a battle too early. And then once he wanted to get to the front, the horse was sticking his head all over the place and looked big and gangly, didn't he? It was a really interesting performance. And I would think he will improve an awful lot more than most horses will improve for their seasonal debut. There'll be talk. If he wins again, the talk will start for either the Ballymore or the Albert Bartlett.
Yep.
It'll be that sort of target for him. He won't be a two-miler. He'll certainly, I'm guessing he'll be a two-and-a-half-plus horse, possibly an Albert Bartlett by the time the festival comes round. Whether he'll be up to that level, we don't need to make decisions about that just yet. I mean, we can wait another month or two. We can watch his next run or two and then start to make some assessments nearer the time.
And not forgetting Carlisle as well, which had a couple of real interesting races on the card. I know you want to talk about the Novices Chase, won by Vindication. Uncle Alistair was back in second place. They pulled nicely clear of Exton Lane back in third. Two potentially nice Novice Chasers?
I thought there was a few in there. I thought that the first four
were
all making their chasing debut and all looked interesting in different ways. First of all, Red Rising put it up to the favourite and paid for that by weakening. So I would mark him up on his finishing position because he was the one that actually attacked the favourite off the home bend. Uxton Lane, I thought, or is it Exton Lane?
Exton Lane.
We were told yesterday.
We were.
Exton Lane, I think, was first and foremost ridden to have a clear round. And then, you know, let's see where we are with three to jump and see if we're in a position. So I'd mark him up on the strength of that. And I thought Uncle Alistair would have possibly gone closer, but for a mistake. I think this mistake was it three out, five out? Something like the 10th, it's it.
Yes, slow 10th.
Where's that? 60? Yeah, so six or seven out he was.
Yeah,
he was slow, six or seven. He lost a couple of lengths. I don't think it made a difference between winning and losing. But in terms of Vindication, quite nice and keen, was the same last year, had every right to win this race based on the hurdles marks. So hasn't actually done anything more than he should have done and didn't do it that impressively. They'll be delighted with him because he's got round and he's won, but he got underneath three or four fences. I wasn't 100% convinced I'd want to be on him. Certainly if he runs with a penalty in a similar race and he's presumably going to be 4-6, 4-7 or something like that, if there was something pretty decent in behind him in the betting, he's a horse I wouldn't mind having a go at.
Okay.
Given the right circumstances.
Okay. Fair enough. That's Monday's action wrapped up. We'll turn our attention now on to Wednesday. A couple of races to look at from Exeter. And we'll start with the 3:10 race. I know this is your NB of the two selections. This one on each way fancy. We've got a beginner's chase coming up here over 2 miles and three furlongs. One of the most eagerly anticipated novice chasers of the season, making their bow over the larger obstacles in this one, in the shape of Black Hop, who's obviously second to Sam Crowe in the Ballymore last year, then followed it up with a good win over Hurls at Aintree. Plenty of people looking forward to this horse this season. Andy, you think there's an each way bet against him, though?
Well, first of all, the probability is that Black Hop will win.
Yeah.
But what we're talking about here, I think, is that Black Hop, with him being rated, I can't remember, I think he's probably about 1.52 or something like that.
He's exactly 1.52 okay. over right. hurdles, yeah.
Okay. So he's rated 1.52. He's had more media coverage than an awful lot of horses. There's big talk about him being, you know, being their JLT horse or whatever, whichever novice chase he goes for. He's obviously Cheltenham Festival class. He ran really well behind Sam Crowe, beat the rest quite comfortably. Wasn't good enough for Sam Crowe, but that, I think Sam Crowe will be better than he looked last time out, so there's no disgrace in that. All of that adds up to Black Hop being shorter than he should be first time out. And if we look back to his form over hurdles, he took quite a while to get the hang of jumping hurdles, and he wasn't perfect in the finish even. Certainly, I remember at Doncaster, he clouted about six hurdles. At Newbury, he wasn't foot perfect. He was a horse that took time to warm up. Now, whereas I think he'll probably win tomorrow because he'll have too much class for the rest, what we've got in I'm a Game Changer is, first of all, a Philip Hobbs horse.
Mm-hmm.
Hobbs is in fantastic form. And secondly, a horse that has already had a run this season.
Yep.
Hopefully that first run behind Ballymoy at Chepstow over hurdles will have got the fizz out of him, because he was really fizzy that day. Almost ran away with Richard Johnson, went miles clear. And actually, in the end, I thought that he did really well to run Ballymoy to two lengths, considering how keen he was in the early stages. So he's a race fit rival. He's rated £13 behind Black Hop. One thing you can be sure of is Black Hop is not going to be beaten up to win on his beginner's chase debut. So there's a number of reasons why I'm a Game Changer might have a little bit of a better chance than he otherwise would on another day. So I'm assuming completely he's going to be 5 or 6 to 1. Probably second favourite. The other potential for second favourite might be Kildisart, but the Ben Pauling yard are yet to sort of really get going with a vengeance.
Yeah.
So I'd be pretty confident that I'm a Game Changer will be placed if he doesn't win. And it's kind of a thieving each way bet, if you like. But I think he's worth a next best.
Okay. Half an hour later comes your nap on the card in the 3:40 at Exeter. This is a handicap hurdle over 2 miles. We have a field of 9 going to post in this one. Tell us where you're going this one.
Yeah, I'm going with the Alan King horse, Niati. I've no idea what the price will be. My rough guess, I'm hoping it's odds against. I'm hoping it's more like 7-4 than 4-7. If it turns out to be 4-7, I'll apologise in advance. But that's the way it goes when we're doing this at lunchtime the day before, so it's a long way off.
I'm looking at a forecast that says 9-4, but I suspect that's on the generous side.
Yeah. Well, shall we take that price now?
Why?
Niati ran really well at Chepstow in a really good race, with Grand Sanse winning the race after being held up off the pace. The second horse, Paddler on Canoe, I think that will turn out to be a well-handicapped horse. I know it didn't confirm the form at Cheltenham next time in a very different type of race, but I think he'll confirm the form in handicaps. Niati was bang there jumping the last, and I think that Grand Sanse, first of all, will be rated, 140 by the end of the season. I think Paddler on Canoe will be rated something similar. And I think Niati has only been put up to £2, and I think he's got away with one there, because there was not a lot in it from, up until the final flight. He'll come on for the run, is my best guess. Most of Alan King's have needed the run, so I think he'll be very hard to beat tomorrow.
Okay, Niati then in that Exeter race. The 3:40 goes with an each way selection for I'm a Game Changer in the earlier race at 3:10. Do join us on Racing Radio for all of the action on Wednesday. Andy, thank you for that. Pleasure as always, and best of luck.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.